This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Representative Ken Buck's time in Congress will end next Friday. Buck announced today he'll be stepping down after 10 years at the U.S. Capitol. He told CPR News that part of his decision stemmed from frustration with what the job has become, citing that different views about policy now lead to impeachment.
And I think that we are seeing a breakdown of civility and a breakdown of really priorities in terms of what the American people want.
Buck said he decided to step down now to minimize the disruption a vacancy election will cause. He says he wants to turn his focus to how we elect leaders after listening to complaints about the current choices for president. There will be a vacancy election in late June to fill out the rest of his term. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Colorado for a campaign stop today. The vice president is wrapping up a multi-day sprint through several states as President Biden's reelection campaign kicks into high gear. Meanwhile, outside the event, about 100 pro-Palestine protesters are calling the vice president a war criminal. They're asking the Biden administration to call for Israel to put an end to the war in Gaza. And a major winter storm is barreling towards Colorado. Now is the time to prepare. Forecasters say the Denver metro and western suburbs could see 10 to 20 inches of snow before the storm moves on late Thursday. Right now in Denver, it's mostly cloudy and nearing 60 degrees. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.